This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Queer Music Heritage, and part two of my transgender music special. That song was a cover of Vicious, the opening track from Lou Reed's iconic Transformer album, and was done by an artist for whom I'm pleased to bring you an interview. And what prompted my requesting the interview was the release of a new EP. It's by Callie Boyce, also known as King Tough and Stuff, and is called Trans of Venus. And I love that this is a blues album, and in a few minutes, you'll also hear about this artist's punk music past.
First, do you prefer to go by King Tough and Stuff, or Callie Boyce, or KB, or what?
Right, I just go by KB. My initials make it easier for me.
And where did you get the name Tough and Stuff?
Tough and Stuff. Well, I was joking around with another musician, and she said something that she thought was going to hurt my feelings. And I said, hey, my feelings aren't hurt. I'm tough and stuff. And the reaction I got was so funny. I thought, oh, my goodness, that could be a really good stage name. Let me think about that. And from there on, pretty much, I kept tough and stuff.
And what pronouns do you prefer?
I consider myself two-spirit. And so I kind of own both sides. And I go by either or. It really is about what folks are feeling at the moment. Obviously, when I'm doing tough and stuff, I go by the male pronouns for the most part. But I'm very easy about that. I'm fluid in that way, and I've been that way all my life.
I've heard the term two-spirit, but for the sake of my listeners, could you describe what that means to you?
To me, it is an ability to kind of walk carrying both male and female energy, and as I walk through the world. And physically, my physical form is the same. I was always androgynous, and as I've grown older, I definitely lean towards the butch side of things. And two-spirit in the Native culture, the two-spirit in most tribes wind up being the shaman of the tribe, and they were respected, they were listened to. So I kind of carry that moniker. I gave that to myself, feeling that, you know, that's been the story of my life. It's just not quite male, not quite female, not quite. People didn't know what the hell I was back home in Brooklyn when I was a kid. They really didn't. As I got older, I found that term, two-spirit, and that works for me.
So the transgender umbrella, it's pretty broad, so I guess you're in there too.
I absolutely am. I'm thought of as a no-op trans man. I don't do tea, and I think a lot of people think that I do. I get people asking me all the time, so has your pronoun changed, or what are you doing, or how's it going? And really, it's just me. It's just me. I'm comfortable with myself. It's just who I am. It's always been that way. And I'm blessed to have found a way to perform that is comfortable for me and seems to make the audience feel at ease, finally. That wasn't always that way.
I want to go back in your career, though. Tell me about the band Nasty Facts.
Yeah, I was a punk rocker when I was a preteen and a teenager back in New York. And Nasty Facts was me and three straight young men who I went to school with. We all went to grade school and high school together. And we were trying to write original songs way back in the day. We had friends who were playing original songs and playing in nightclubs, and they were teenagers. And we were like, well, how are they doing that? And they said, hey, you got to write your own songs. So we all started trying to write songs, and we got picked up by an independent label called Jimboco Records, and a great chick named Ramona Jan produced our first EP. The adults chose which songs we were going to record, and they picked all of my tunes. And so as a songwriter, I started out with this group, Nasty Facts, and I got my first big boost as far as like believing in myself and my ability to write music in those days. You know, I was maybe 15.
Which of the three songs on the EP is your favorite?
I guess I would say Gotta Get to You would be my favorite. That song cracked me up still when I listened to it. That was such a special time for me, being like 15, 16 years old and having people want to hear me sing my music that I'm writing, and you know, it was a great boost to my confidence.
I see your name, I hear it's all over town. I see those other girls putting you down. I've been out, you better run for cover, cause I'ma get you before the day is over. Good to hear you loud and clear, girls. I get no satisfaction if you're not near. I tried the number, and what did I get? A busy single and deeper in debt. I've got to get to you.
'Cause I've got to get to you.
Yes, I've got to get to you.
'Cause I've got to get to you.
Yes, I've got to get to you.
'Cause I've got to get to you.
Yes, I've got to get to you.
'Cause I've got to get to you.
Okay, stay where you are. We're gonna do one more.
I'm not as strong as I look. I'm not as stoned as I seem. I'd rather dance than read a book. I'd rather drive my car than dream. Drive my car. Drive my car. I'd love to hit you with my car. Don't ever look at me that way. I could get better, guys, by far. And I don't need to stay.
Drive my car. 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 Drive my car.
Thank you.
Well, I think that was damn good stuff for a bunch of teenagers in 1981. And from their EP, I played all three songs, Gotta Get to You, Drive My Car, and Crazy About You.
How were you able to play in those clubs being so young?
Well, it was New York. I'm from New York City. They don't give a, but back in those days, you know, it wasn't as stringent with the laws, the 21 plus and all that. Although there were some moments where, for example, I was getting ready to perform at Max's Kansas City a couple of times where, you know, we're supposed to be getting on stage and we couldn't find Brad, the guitar player. We're like, where's Brad? Where's Brad? And I go, wait, let me check the front door. And sure enough, he's at the front door. He went outside to have a cigarette. Yeah, 12-year-old smoking cigarettes. And the guy wouldn't let him back in. He's like, yeah, you can't come in there. You're too young. And he's like, I'm playing. And so I'd have to go and argue with the door guy. Hey, he's on stage right now. You got to let him in. But for the most part in New York, back in those days, honestly, we started going out and drinking at bars when we were like 12, 13 years old. And no one carded me. New York was different. It was very different back then.
I've been aware of your work for a while now. In August of 2011, I did a show on Drag Kings, and you provided me with your song, 3-Hour Man. Your site refers to you as Drag King of the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
How did you evolve into these performances?
Well, the punk rock me was a long, long, long time ago, and although I still feel like I carry that energy, and it was such a formative time, the DIY spirit has never left me. But my parents, my mom and dad were both musicians. My dad passed away, but my mom's still around. And they were in a group together that did kind of bebop swing way back in the day, you know, in New York. So as I was growing up, I had access to all kinds of beautiful music that my mom listened to, that my older sisters listened to. My dad, being from Barbados, I think brought in the island thing, so we listened to Calypso and all kinds of jazz, swing, blues, and this is what my family expected of me, but, you know, you gotta be a rebel when you're a kid, and I was, and so, yeah, I was a punker. And here it is, my family totally supported me no matter what, as long as I was playing music, I guess. It took me a while to come around to playing blues, a long while. The blues didn't find me till I was in my 30s, late 30s, when the blues found me and I finally could feel it and feel that I could perhaps have a part in this amazing music. The fact that I can come out and be a cross-dressing blues performer, doing queer blues, have a website, put out records, and be respected is amazing. I feel blessed to be alive in 2012. Did I answer your question?
You answered a lot more questions than I asked.
Great. I'll take that as a compliment, yeah.
I want to play your song, 3-Hour Man. Could you tell me about it?
Well, you know, that song was one of the first songs that I wrote as Tough and Stuff, Drag King of the Blues. And honestly, I fell in love right around that time, and I wrote that song for my partner in life. We're still my partner in life. We've been together 5 years, and I guess I'm a 5-year man now. really, I just wrote the song from my heart. I mean, I feel like as I progress with Tough and Stuff that I'm finding a way to marry my early punk self, my punk musicianship, with my later love of the blues. So, yeah, 3-Hour Man is a kind of a blues song, kind of a, you know, kind of got a punk attitude, and it's a love song.
All right, here's a little song. This song is about time. It's about the time it takes to get from one point to get to that other place. Let me take you there. What you mean, not a day, baby? I got a lot of love to give. Oh, so much love, baby. Gonna love you every which way, baby. Do what that old man ain't never did. That's all you need. Gonna be your 3-hour lover, baby. You got a mighty, you know I'm your 3-hour man. Watch out, baby, I'm coming in and out and back again. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know that's right. So I'm going down, going up, going up and down till you feel alright, till you feel alright. And love you morning, noon, and night, baby. Yeah, I got a lot of love and be your 3-hour man. Be your 3-hour man. up your 24 hours, baby. Oh yeah, God made me this way. When it comes to loving you, baby, and you ain't enough hours in the day. Okay. I got so much love to give. Oh, let me take my time a minute.
Tell me about the new EP and how you chose the title for it.
Trans of Venus. I'm very excited about the new EP. I chose the title because right around the time I was finishing pre-production was the transition of Venus, which is a very big deal apparently to everyone. And I also felt that this EP is showing a change, a marked change in my musicianship, in my writing, and my ability to control my voice and all these things. So it's really a transitional EP for Trap and Stuff. And I thought it would be clever to have trans in the title of my work because I have a deep connection to the trans community here in San Francisco. I was on the steering committee for the trans march for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. And I've worked really closely with folks and I've developed connections and friendships and just in my community. I just felt that it would be really cool to see a blues album that is making some kind of reference to the trans community. And I just think it might just be the first one.
Well, I was at the Trans March in San Francisco last June. For my listeners' information, that's kind of like a picnic environment. And I was sitting on a blanket with Joe Stevens and Ryan Casada and Josh Klipp was there. And I heard this blues music and I just had to get up and get to the stage to watch. And, you know, when someone sings Prove It On Me Blues in a park, it gets my attention. So I'm so glad you included that. And why did you include it?
Well, I wanted to record Prove It On Me Blues because that song, when I do it live, like you said, you had to get up and come over. People really pay attention when you do a Ma Rainey tune. And Ma was such an inspiration to me and to so many people who don't even realize that she's inspired them because she did so much to music. I really just wanted to cover that song and see what I could do with it. And I'm very proud of the way it turned out.
Night had a great big fight. Everything seemed to go all wrong. I woke up and to my surprise, the girl I was with was gone. Where she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Some say I was crooked. I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it, but ain't nobody called me. You sure got to prove it on me. I went out last night with a crowd of my friends. That must have been women's, cause I don't like no men's. And it's true, I wear collars, and a tie, but it makes the say that I'll do it, cause ain't nobody caught me, and you sure got to prove it on me. Hey, you gotta prove it on me. But Johnny caught me and you sure got to prove it on me. Well, I went out last night, sure did, with a gang of my friends. Well, they must have been women's, cause I don't like no men's. I see, I wear my clothes just like a fan. You know, I talk to the girls just like any old man. But don't you say that I do it, cause it ain't my body to call me. And you sure got to prove it on me. I don't think you heard me. You sure got to prove it on me one more time. Sure got to prove it on me.
Very few artists have recorded Sissy Man Blues, and I'm glad you did. What inspired that choice?
Sissy Man Blues is a Kokomo Arnold tune. Kokomo is one of my inspirations as far as guitarists and as far as doing genderqueer and having a queer take on music. I mean, he did Sissy Man Blues in like 1935, and that's awesome to me. So I felt that Tough and Stuff needed to do Sissy Man Blues for a few reasons. A, it's a really hard song to play. I had to learn a whole new tuning in order to just play the song. I love a challenge, and so I decided to try and do it. B, Kokomo is an amazing slide guitarist, known as one of the fastest slide players ever, anywhere. And so I had to take the song, and I decided to do it as a slow George, because there's no way I could do what Kokomo could do on the guitar. I think it sounds really cool as a slow song. It sounds like it's really moody piece until you get to the punchline at the end. But I love the song. And on top of that, Sissy Man Blues, I mean, how can you not love the title of that song? And I thought, wow, Tough and Stuff really needs to do this song and give it an even more gender queer aspect. Yes, I'm two-spirit. Yes, I'm a no-op trans man, but I am in a female form. And so for a cross-dressing blues performer to be singing Sissy Man Blues is pretty funny to me.
Thank you.
morning with my poor grinding business in my hands. I don't think you heard me. I said I woke up this morning with my poor grinding business in my hands. Said, now if you can't send me no woman, please send me some sissy man. Yeah. Now get on it, get on it.
I'm thinking many of the members of your audiences may be fairly young. How do they respond to the old blues songs?
Well, you know, I feel like a lot of the kids that see me, say, at the trans march and whatnot, they don't really have a frame of reference for old-timey blues. And some of them do. A lot of the kids are hip. But the ones who don't have a clue, I think they hear my music for what it is, which is an extension of the blues. The blues started everything. The blues is where all kinds of rock comes from. It's where most music at its root comes from. When they see me and hear me doing what I'm doing, I like to think that they're feeling the punk rock, the rock edge. The music is universal. And for the most part, I've gotten nothing but great feedback from the younger folks in the audience. And then I always try to point folks in the direction of go and check these folks out. And I wasn't sure when I started doing Chop and Stuff if there was a place for this type of music. And my attitude was, well, I'm doing a queer take on it. And when you're doing something queer, there's an audience. There's a community that needs you, period.
That leads me to ask about your work with Queer Rebels.
Ah, yes. Queer Rebels is a production company here that my partner Celeste Chan and I started in order to really make a platform for queer artists of color in the Bay Area to get our art, whatever form that may be, music, filmmaking, visual art, playwriting, whatever, to have a platform to get our art out to the community. Queer Rebels also has an eye towards making sure that we archive our creations, queer artists in our community, and I'm very, very proud of this.
That was kind of my take. I saw it as a performance and preservation.
Basically. So we started Queer Rebel Productions in 2008, and it's been growing every year. We have 21 amazing performers on our roster. We are constantly trying to promote our artists. So we're growing. We're excited. We're passionate about what we do. And we seem to have a lot of support. I'm very, 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 very proud of Queer Rebel Productions.
From the EP, I asked about a couple of covers, but I didn't ask about original material. And how about the song How?
How is, that's funny. That's a good segue. How, I wrote that song. And I got to give some props to other queer artists of color here in San Francisco. There's a group, another kind of performance production group called Mangoes the Chili. And they put on a performance, and they commissioned me to be a part of it and to write a song for this event. And Howl is the song that I wrote. In my mind was trying to find a way to voice why it is that I do the things I do, why I am a cross-dressing drag king of the blues. Even just being queer in the African-American community is not always accepted. Things are changing slowly. But why I do the things I do, why I am who I am, and I tried to fill it into one song, and I do the things I do because I feel free. I am human. I am here. I'm alive. And I love life. I love being here doing it. And so I wrote Howl for the National Queer Arts Fest.
Thank you. first they said I was precocious, then braggadocious. And I howl 'cause I feel free. Sticks and stones might could hurt me, yeah, but your names, they never worried me. Well, some may think we're crazy for being all we get to be. Well, keep on thinking your crazy thoughts. Your crazy thinking don't mean ish to me. I howl 'cause I feel free. Howl if you know what I mean. Well, you can keep on saying it's the end of days, but it's a brand new day to be.
Again, that was King Tough and Stuff and the song How from his new EP, Trans of Venus. What to follow that with? Well, while this next artist is lesbian and not trans, there's a song from her 2008 CD, Mannish Gal, that seems to fit. She's Faith Nolan, and the song is Trans Blues.
Whee! So nice, give it some time, she'll fall in the line. Act like a lady, things will all be fine. Call me woman, man, cousin, six or half a dozen is all me. Well, I became a teenager, I hung out with the girls. They said don't come around, you don't fit that girly world. Walking like a man, we don't understand. Myself alone, didn't even have a friend. Woman, man, or cousin, six or half a dozen is all me. What'd you say? Tried to kiss a girl, They said don't come around, yeah, nobody did give me such a thrill. I played that guitar, found my baby the blues. I went out to a club and found me a butch gal too. Woman, man, or cousin, six or half a dozen's all me. I used to be so strong and free, but now they tell me what to wear and how I'm supposed to be. Walk like a girl, talk like a man. I don't really care, you know, I just don't understand. Call me woman, man, cousin, six or half a dozen's all me. It's all good. It's all right. 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 All right.
Back in, but I
was another San Francisco artist, Storm Miguel Flores, and he went a bit country on his latest single, I've Been to Manhattan. And you should check out the video for that one, in which he plays a zombie. And here's another artist I've played before. Venus de Mars is the lead singer of the Minneapolis band All the Pretty Horses. From their latest CD from 2011 called 10 Bones is the song The Courage.
Torn white moonlight, snow shot street light. Find this balance like a suicide. Where's that lover? Like a serious shutter. Such a lonely place, such a distant trace. Stars keep falling. Mark your presence like to crucify. Where's that shelter? Trashed and skelter. Such a hectic place. Such a fast-paced race. Standing on the sidewalk in the doorway, what's the future? What's the next play? Take the sadness, take discourage, take the madness, take the courage. Like a star-struck tower, but it cracks your dream like to justify, and it strikes you crazy, and you drink till lazy, and you give up hope, nothing left to cope. Soul to take, and though you plan to die, a loaded 45, instead you fall asleep, still have your soul to keep. And standing on the sidewalk in the doorway, what's the future? Take the madness, keep the
moving beats swinging my hips in a dance of delight. Cause the sun in this nightclub's a beam of white light through my veins. It's a sweet man that's living for kicks. It's a glitter pink popsicle you wanna lick. Get wasted on glamour and shine through night. Self-denial is sin, hedonism is right. For jazz of your mind, does a lip gloss your holes. Nose candy for your nose, for your heart and your soul. It's camouflage.
And those two tracks were by UK transgender artist Lewis Drayton, who with Tosca Wilde released a couple CDs this year. Glamouflage came from the one by that name, and from Glamouflage Remixes came a song about one of the most popular female singers in the UK in the 1960s. Their tribute was called I Am Kathy Kirby. This is J.D. Doyle, and closing out this segment is a song and video from last year by several transgender artists, put together as part of a film project. The producer brought together, in alphabetical order, Amber Taylor, Angelica Ross, DeLoco Kid, Keith Mina Caputo, Our Lady J, Shauna Virago, Sissy Debut, and Storm Miguel Flores. Collectively, they were called Trans Beats. And I think they did a great job on the David Bowie song, Changes.
Change is inevitable, yet folks resist it till it kicks its way through. Change don't need you in a way, let change do what it gotta do.
Was not so sweet, so I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others might see the fakers. I'm much too fast to take the test. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changing
and faces.
Ch-ch-ch-changing.
Don't want to be a richer man.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changing.
Changes. Just gonna have to be a better man.
The time ain't changed me, but I can't trace time.
I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand.
And so the days flow through my eyes, but still the days seem the same.
And these children that you spit on, if they try to change their worlds,
are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
Turn your face and strange.
Ch-ch-ch-changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and grow out of it.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
Up to our necks in it.
And time may change me, but I can't chase time.
Time will change me, leaving only traces of an old me. Boldly, I move wholly in this new skin. Shed the old I was living in. No more taking it or faking it. Done with suffocating it. Throw my hands at, pop my chest out. Let the world see clearly what freedom's about. Come on, world. We're not freaks, just caterpillars doing what comes naturally. Naturally. Naturally.
Strange fascinations fascinate.
You rock and roller.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changing.
And face the strange.
Ch-ch-changes.
Pretty soon now you're gonna get older.
And time may change me, but I can't trace time.
I said that
time may change me, but I can't trace time.
I said that time may change me, but I can't trace time.